And welcome back into your local radio, AM 1340 KXCO. It is FFA week, and of course, we're shining the spotlight on assorted chapters of FFA around the listening area this week. And today, it's Mexico's turn to be in the spotlight. The Future Farmers of America was established in 1928, and the Missouri Association of Future Farmers of America was chartered in 1929, with both Mexico and Centralia included in those 57 schools initially. Records show that Mexico had 27 students on the membership rolls at that time. Today, we're visiting with Kendra Allen, one of the advisors, Ag Instructor Austin McBride, along with Chapter President Audrey Dymicki and reporter Grant Norfleet. The officers tell us what positions they've held and what they've learned through FFA.
So this is my fourth year. This is my second position. So last year I was historian.
This is my second year in FFA. Since I'm only a sophomore, I've only held this one position I'm currently holding, but I'm excited to see what the new years bring me. In FFA, I've learned a lot of leadership and public speaking skills that have helped me expand my comfortableness speaking in front of large groups, as well as speaking one-on-one with business leaders and other agriculturalists locally and statewide. And I've also just learned how to be organized and just more information knowledge about agriculture backgrounds that I don't necessarily come from that I can expand on.
FFA has definitely brought me out of my bubble since freshman year. I've gotten more comfortable talking to newer people. Being president and all, I have to be able to talk in large groups, so that's really opened that up for me. So,
FFA, like any organization, constantly evolves to meet the changing needs of its members. FFA advisor Kendra Allen tells us how she thinks FFA will continue to evolve.
I think at a national level, we're going to see more inclusion, a more of a push to include those non-agriculture background students, and we're going to have to shape our programs to meet the needs of those students.
Austin McBride, one of the ag instructors, shares how agriculture is changing and how ag classes are changing to keep up with technology.
There's going to be a big push for technology, I feel like. Obviously, lots of things changing there. Nothing's ever the same. We've got GPS tractors that can basically drive themselves now. So we've got to kind of change along with technology to ensure that our agriculture grows with it. Well, they get to use technology every day. We use Chromebooks. Smart boards are an endless tool for us. Working together through it, emailing, just being able to communicate over it, because a lot of people struggle to be able to communicate through technology and one-on-one, so being able to do both.
We're right smack in the middle of FFA week, and Mexico's already been busy with a roller skating party, FFA church, a trap shoot, and helping the less fortunate, but what's yet to come for FFA week?
Then Thursday is just a plaid and flannel dress-up day. Friday, we're taking an ag trip with the Mexico Young Farmers. We're going to take 20 kids of the FFA and about 5 to 10 young farmers, and we're going to go down to Herman, and we're going to take tours in a couple different places.
Cool.
We're going to hit one of the wineries, some of the industrial parts down there, and try and get a full swing of different agriculture in different areas. And then the last thing, doing kind of another fun trip to the City Museum in St. Louis.
Monday, FFA members and community leaders met in the Mexico High School cafeteria to package 20,000 meals to be delivered to the Laura Miller George Help Center here in Mexico. Kendra Allen tells us how that project came to be.
So at Washington Leadership Conference and the Missouri State Fair, both of those have food insecurity days, and where the kids package meals to go to those respective communities. And our kids came back from Washington, D.C. with a plan that they wanted to do that here. And that is a huge undertaking, and it took us a couple years to get everything kind of put in line. But this year we were able to contact Meals of Hope and get a date set, which happened to be during FFA week, so that was really cool. And we talked to Philip Iman at the Help Center, who was more than glad to take those meals. And so Monday we have businesses who have sponsored us coming in, supporters, young farmers coming in to package meals alongside the kids, and then those meals will be trucked over to the Help Center and given out as needed. And they have a one-year expiration date, so they don't have to give them out right away. They can hold them for emergencies.
It took the Mexico chapter a couple of years to raise the $5,000 to purchase those meals but kudos to them for seeing the need for a long-term project. Coming up tomorrow on AM 1340 KXCO, the spotlight will be on the FFA chapter of North Callaway High School. Our FFA Week chapter spotlights continue. I'm Ray Michaels on local radio, AM 1340 KXCO.